This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The man at the heart of the Facebook data scandal breaks his silence. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vivian Nunes. Good morning. The British-based academic at the centre of an international furore over Facebook data has told the BBC he's been made a scapegoat. Dr. Alexander Cogan has been banned from the social network after the personal details of millions of Americans were harvested by an app he created. Facebook insists that Dr. Cogan broke its rules by transferring the data to a commercial outfit. A whistleblower claims the information was used by the London-based company Cambridge Analytica to try to influence the 2016 US presidential election, something it's denied. Cambridge Analytica has suspended its chief executive, Alexander Nix, last night. The BBC's Michelle Hussein has been talking at length to Dr. Cogan, who insists his research was just trying to understand human behaviour.
The focus of the project was on Americans, and the idea was to collect data and to make predictions, or best guesses really, about how they would answer certain surveys, and in particular, personality surveys.
There is also an issue, as far as you're concerned, with Facebook, or they more specifically have an issue with you, in that they say, after you took that data from Facebook and you passed it to Cambridge Analytica, you violated their platform policies.
My understanding, again, from the legal perspective, is that's inaccurate. But again, I'm not a lawyer, and that's just something that's a bit above my pay grade. I was following the advice I was given by Cambridge Analytica at the time, that this was all appropriate, and I had no reason to doubt that. You know, I was doing the project for free. I didn't have money to go get a lawyer. I would have certainly done that in retrospect. But
you were doing the project for free?
Yeah, I've never profited from this in any way personally.
Well, you were paid by Cambridge Analytica, weren't you? Your company was paid by Cambridge Analytica.
So they provided resources to pay for the cost of the data collection.
Which was how much?
Somewhere between $700,000 and $800,000, but long time ago, so I'm not 100% sure, but somewhere in that range. This money was paid mostly to Qualtrics directly for the participants, because each person it would cost $3 to $4, and so that's where really the money went.
And are you prepared now to appear before MPs in this country, or indeed on Capitol Hill?
Absolutely. I mean, throughout this whole process, I've tried to be as cooperative as possible with everybody involved. As these things started to happen and the stories start to really blow up, I mean, we want to be part of the solution. We're as shocked as everybody else that these things have occurred. And I feel that the actions that have been taken by Cambridge Analytica, especially against me, have been extremely unfair. I think there's a really big question here in terms of how do social media platforms actually use everybody's data? Facebook's and Twitter and other platforms, they make their money through advertising. And so there's an agreement basically between the user of, hey, you will get this amazing product that costs billions of dollars to run. And in return, we can sell you to advertisers for micro-targeting.
Do you think you've done anything wrong?
I think the only thing I really did wrong was not ask enough questions. There's nothing that I've seen that would lead me to believe there was any violation of any policies. But again, complex legal questions. And what's hurtful to me and is really frustrating for me is the anxiety and fears that people all over the world have experienced from the reporting on the story. My research is about happy things, positive things, compassion, kindness. And so to be on the antithesis of that is really, really difficult.
You say that you don't know how your data set was used. It was this large data set of Americans. If it turns out it was used in the American presidential campaign, how will that make you feel?
Absolutely horrible. Mr. Trump is not somebody whose values align well with mine. And at the same time, though, I know that it probably wasn't helpful. The accuracy of this data has been extremely exaggerated. in practice, my best guess is that we were 6 times more likely to get everything wrong about a person as we were to get everything right about a person.
You don't think it could sway an election?
I personally don't think so. I think it could have only hurt the campaign. I think what Cambridge Analytica has tried to sell is magic.
And do you have links to Russia? There's been quite a lot said about you personally. You hold a post at St. Petersburg University.
I have an honorary post there. There is a grant that was associated with some of my colleagues, and they did almost all of the work that I put my name on to help them out. Look, almost most research grants are given by government agencies, and so there's a very little nefarious about them. And the project that was done there is completely innocuous and, quite frankly, unrelated to anything that was ever done with Cambridge Analytica. That was very much my academic career, and we kept the private sector aspects private and separate.
Dr. Kogan, let's do the numbers. Facebook shares have dropped nearly 10% in the last 2 days amid ongoing fallout from the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Meanwhile, global markets are closely eyeing the Federal Reserve, which is expected to lift rates by a quarter percentage point today. Returning to our story on Facebook, the BBC's Philip Hampshire explains how the social media giant and Cambridge Analytica are dealing with the crisis.
There are denials all round, all sides saying they've committed no wrongdoing. The Moldovan-born Cambridge University researcher Alexander Kogan, who invented the app, says he's been unfairly blamed by Facebook and Cambridge Analytica. Facebook say he did violate its policies by transferring data to Cambridge Analytica. They also say he had assured them that the data wouldn't be used for commercial purposes. Cambridge Analytica, for its part, denies any wrongdoing. One last point here that is important. Facebook shares may be down by 9.5% in the last couple of days, but they're still 525% at the level they were at when they first came to the market in 2012.
Philip Hampshire. And finally, Black Panther has become the most tweeted film of all time. According to Twitter, fire, black hearts and gold crown emojis were often used by fans. In London, I'm Vivienne Nunes with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.